Of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this Advent Sunday. It's really lovely to have you with us. Today we begin our Advent journey as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ at Christmas. Week by week throughout Advent, we reflect on how God prepared his people for the coming of his Son, while preparing ourselves to receive our Lord whenever he comes to us, and at the same time looking forward to the time when he will come in glory and establish his kingdom throughout the world. Today, on this first Sunday of Advent, we honour the patriarchs, the likes of Abraham, Jacob, and Moses, the first to hear God's call to hope and the first to respond to his word. And so, as we begin our worship, let us open our hearts to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armour of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: The Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, O my God. In you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Do not let those who wait for you be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Be mindful of your mercy, O Lord, and of your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. A reading from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Stand up and raise your head, says the Lord, because your redemption is drawing near. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Today, my friends, we celebrate Advent Sunday at the beginning of a new church's year. In our lectionary, we enter year C, the year of Luke, and most of our gospel readings each week will come from the third gospel. During Advent, we reflect upon the relationship between God and his people from the very beginning. Today, we think of the patriarchs, the first to hear the words of God, words of hope for a better future, and the first to respond to his call to follow him. We think of Abraham, Jacob, and Moses. These people heard the call of God, and it completely changed their lives. Abraham left his tribal homelands and journeyed to an unknown land, trusting only in God's promises to bring him to a new land where his family would grow and prosper. Moses, raised as a prince at the court of Pharaoh, left his life of privilege to lead his people into the unknown of the wilderness, again trusting only in God's promises that he would lead them to the promised land. It was to these Old Testament patriarchs that God first revealed his presence and the presence of his kingdom to those he called to be his people. The kingdom of God, first revealed to the patriarchs, was revealed most fully to the world in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Messiah. Throughout Advent, we celebrate the kingdom of Christ, as we do every Sunday, and we give thanks that he has called us to live as citizens of his kingdom, that he has brought us into fellowship with him and with one another, into one great family, the family of God, the communion of saints. As we look back today to the time of the patriarchs, and as we celebrate the kingdom of Christ, we look forward to the coming of the kingdom in all its fullness, all its glory. We take to heart the petition in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come," which is the call, the prayer of Advent. In our gospel reading today, Jesus warns us that the coming of the kingdom will not be easy. People will resist. The earth will be set with storms and tribulations. Jesus calls on us to be on our guard, to trust him, to follow him, being faithful to his teaching, to love as he loves us. As we in the world today face an uncertain future in so many ways, we can learn much from the patriarchs that we honor today. Like them, we are called to respond to God's words of hope. They answered his call. They followed him. We are called to do the same. As Christians, we live in hope for a better future as we travel forward into the unknown, trusting only in God's promise to us that he will lead us to the promised land of heaven, a land of milk and honey, an eternal home which will not disappoint. Like those who have gone before us, the journey will not always be easy. And so we make St. Paul's prayer for the Thessalonians our prayer this Advent. May he so strengthen our hearts in holiness that we may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of the Lord Jesus with all his saints. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own Church and the churches of our ministry area. Open our eyes for signs of your will and the presence of your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, for those suffering from famine or drought. May all nations be governed with justice, that all may live in peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. Fill us with love for each other and keep us faithful to the ways of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from heaven will break upon us to shine on those who live in darkness under the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God, our deliverer, awaken our hearts to prepare the way for the advent of your Son, that with minds purified by the grace of his coming, we may serve you faithfully all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Just before our final blessing, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gethsemane, for our service of home worship this morning. I wish you all a safe, healthy, peaceful week to come, and I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for our service of home worship on this second Sunday in Advent. The Lord be with you. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine on you and scatter the darkness from before you. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Dark shadows put to flight. to me misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O tribes on Sinai's height. In ancient time didst give